When I gaze upon the steel wheels of Interstate 70, I think of the industrial might that rules our lives with the true iron fist. Sculpted in 1970 by Kansas City sculptor Richard Hollander, this sculpture, Interstate 70, is made entirely out of welded steel. Donated to KU in 1982, it now sits in the middle of Marvin Grove on campus. As I walked down into the Green Grove and first saw the sculpture, I thought it was some sort of bicycle. On further inspection, I realized it was just wheels of no particular sort, but when I heard the name Interstate 70, I immediately understood the message the artist was trying to convey. I-70, the highway of which the piece is named after, runs from just outside Baltimore, Maryland, to Cofort, Utah, and passes through Kansas City, my hometown of Denver, and my grandparents' town of Waukene in western Kansas. It is a highway I've rode on many times in my lifetime, and probably will ride on many more. I connect with the piece's name very well, and I understand the artist's message. The cold, industrial feel of this metallic piece resonates with me. It looks like a snapshot of moving wheels and shows no emotion, like the emotionless gaze of a child on a road trip, staring at the scenery as it moves by, going too fast to appreciate its full beauty. It is like the blank stare of a worker as they operate machinery on an assembly line during the long, boring, laborious workday. It is like the blank stare of a teenager staring at their cell phone, disconnected from the real world. It is cold, hard, and dead, like a forest clearing after being razed to the ground. It is black as the ocean after an oil spill, or as black as the polluted sky above a factory. It stands out in ugliness in Marvin Grove, which turns its placement into a message itself. It protrudes from the ground like how the highways of this nation romp over what was once pure green land. Its rigid, geometric shape sharply contrasts to the open, living plants of the grove. Looking at the sculpture from a distance, it appears solemn and ominous, like a monument recollecting a past tragedy. But the tragedy this monument is remembering is not a tragedy of the past. This monument is a warning for the future, and its tragedy is unfolding before our very eyes. Now the question is, are you going to let the steel wheels crush the natural beauty of the earth? Are you going to stop this great tragedy from unfolding? This is Jack with another Bulldog Podcast.